Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. All I can say is I went out fishing this morning with Steve Coleman, and my day's complete. Steve, you can just do the whole show yourself.
Tell them
what happened. It was almost a beat down.
Well, it was pretty good there, you know. You know, everybody's out the door this morning at 5 o'clock?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And we're still sitting here, and what I say? There's no sense getting there early.
I like your philosophy. Go when they're biting.
That's right.
Just wait until they start biting.
That's right. You know, the last month or so, the bite, you know, on my home lake at Roofwood has been 8, 9 o'clock to 1 or 2 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
You know, it's not an early bite.
Huh.
And the reason that is because I like to get the sun up on the water, or the light, you know. The sun don't have to be out.
Right.
But you still need plenty of light in that water. You know, all that zooplankton that's up in right. the dark, you know, it all goes down. Makes life easy and easier to see.
Yep. And you definitely got on them out there today.
Yeah.
Figured it at first. It was kind of slow. But tell us, like, and we were kind of concentrating on using the ambush rod.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, and you kind of teaching me some more about it. So being a rookie at it. I don't know if anyone's an expert except for you.
You're pretty good at it now.
So tell us the whole thing. Tell us the history behind this rod.
Well, you know, Ronnie and I started fishing these long rods many years before these ever came out, you know.
Uh-huh.
And Ronnie, he'd got some out of China or Japan or wherever it was, and it was we needed something long for life scope. You know, we're not casters. I'm not a caster, you know. I don't like to cast. But I do like to stick that hook right down on top of that fish. And so the longer the pole was, the better.
Right.
So anyway, you know, we got Mr. Jack at B&M and got the ball rolling, you know. And the first thing out the door was the Little Mighty, you know. It was a telescopic rod. You know, it got a real sleek finish, you know. I wish I would have got one today. And it did real well. But sometimes it would kind of stick together when it got wet, you know,
right.
the sections. So, anyway, this was the next tool.
Right.
You see how this one's kind of grooved in there?
Mm-hmm.
Those sections will not stick together on this pole, you know.
Wow.
You just snug them out, and it gives it a little air pockets in there, what it was. And, because on that slick other pole, the Little Mighty, when it got wet and you pulled it real tight, if it dried any in there, it was like concrete.
Right.
You know, you got to turn it up and kind of pop it down.
So this is a pole that actually extends out.
It does.
And how many sections is on this?
Lord, I don't believe I've counted, but I think it's about 13.
To stretch it right out, yeah, you'll be able to count it?
Let's get the hook off of it.
That's going to be his tip. Don't let us forget. We're going to give them the tip on how to wrap your pole up because that's almost as important as when to set the hook.
We're going to take the line off of it right now.
Okay, all right.
And instead of clippers, you know, if you go to the dentist, he'll give you a special set of teeth that you can take it off of you.
Right.
You're not supposed to do that.
No.
Anyway, it's a telescopic rod. It's 24 and a half foot long.
Okay.
It comes with a different tip, you know, I broke the tip off of it, but you can retrofit a tip on there.
Yeah. They come with tips. They last a while.
They do. They're good.
But you're a little rough on stuff.
I put a real stiff tip on there.
Right.
You know, you've watched me today. I'm pretty rough.
I know you put it.
But this pole is 24 and a half foot long, and each section slides out. You know, each one of them is grooved. And you keep your hand on that last section, on that little gold ring there.
Okay.
And you can feel each section as it goes out. I mean, you can catch it. You know, we're just about in the next room now, but it's 24 and a half foot long.
Wow.
Watch, I'm running out of room over on the other side of the room. But, I mean, it's really a light pole.
Right.
I'm bringing it in just a little bit. And the way you fish that pole just right under your arm.
Okay.
Don't hold it on the end, you know, because 24 and a half feet out there, the weight does get heavy.
Yes, it does.
But if you bring that pole back and keep this part under your elbow, I mean, it's total control. And if that fish is 10 foot from the boat, you bring it in, you drop that hook right 10 foot.
Uh-huh.
You look out there, and he's about 20 foot out there, just run it right on right to get you a little bit more. And get him over your boat and set it right on top of it. I mean, it's simple. You see how easy that is?
Right.
Set the hook, bring it in, slide it in, until you get that pole or you can get that dip net under.
Right.
You know, if you have a short dip net, hey, you can bring it all the way to.
And bring it right up.
Your little Mickey Mouse bow. But anyway, after you get through fishing it, you know, and storing it is really simple.
Okay.
That's what. With a regular tip, it all goes in.
Yep.
With an added tip that I put on there, it does not quite go in, but it still goes in your rod locker box.
So what he does is he modifies his stuff. So just like B&M was able to improve what they had before.
Right.
Because of what you told him and said, hey, this is my experience. Now see, he's working on this experimental tip.
That's how we build good products, you know.
Yep.
If there's something about you don't like, bring up the idea, and sooner or later, it's going to be there.
That's right.
Right. Everybody's always wanting something new, so
right.
You know, keep changing it.
Tell them how you attach your line to your pole.
Well, if you break your tip off and hadn't got a tip, you can take an old pole and...
But I mean, how you tied your line? Oh, yep. All right.
You could strip, you know, the old tip has nothing on it.
Right.
If it's got some eyes on there, be careful and get those eyes off there.
Right.
Take your pole apart and run the old tip back up through there. And on the end of this, I've got 2/4-inch wide pieces of electrical tape.
Right.
Put one on the end, back up, put one about 1/4-inch behind it. And you see how many times I've tied that line on there?
Yeah.
It's time to clean it off.
Probably.
Anyway,
is.
That tape will never come off.
You know, right.
It will never come off unless you take it off.
Uh-huh.
Tie your line behind it, half hitch it in the middle between the two pieces, and you're
right.
Good. Then you're good to go, you know.
Uh-huh.
And if you break a tip, and you'd rather have the original tip, you know, B&M's got those too.
Right.
So
how do you know how much line to put on this when you're out fishing?
Well, like I said, this is a 24-foot pole.
Right.
On 24 foot, you need to go no more than half the distance of your pole.
Okay.
About 12 foot.
12 foot.
Well, 14 foot at the most, you know.
Right.
Because then it gets a little bit harder to handle that long line.
So then your strike zone, you're looking at what strike zone? Like you'd use this rod when you're fishing in how deep of water?
15 foot or less.
Yep. And that's what we did today.
Right. Uh-huh. I can get in 20 foot of water and you watch me today. Hey,
that's
I put that pole tip down there and I'm going submarine with it, you know. I'm going to catch him.
The rod's actually trying to float up when you're pushing it down.
But when he bites that hook, you got to be able to give it a little pull to set that hook, you know, because you can't pull that whole rod up out of that water.
That's right.
But, no, shallow water, 7, 8, 10 foot, it is a fabulous, I mean, it's a play toy.
Yeah.
It's fun to fish with. Any fish that you see out there, you can stick it out there at 20 foot on top of his head, catch him, 10 foot of line on there, 7, 8 foot of water, you're good.
Now, you didn't bring the one in that had the jig on, but tell us, like, what you use for lures on this and what size, like, jig head.
Well, we fished today, had the eye hole jig, you know, proper magnets, you know. And we used the Shownuff. You know, that's my favorite color. It's kind of a milky white. And you've seen how it worked today.
Well,
worked very well. Yeah. But that pink head, I will put a pink head against any jig color anywhere, any day. It's something about that pink.
Right.
I mean, you know, Mardi Gras is a good color for any of these lakes, you know.
Right.
We're down here in Mississippi now, so it's, you know, like a lot of orange, you know. It's personal preference. It's what you got confidence in. What it
right.
Is. You know, if it's rainbow color and you're catching fish off of it, you can catch fish off of it because you've got confidence in it.
Right.
You know, I've seen people change jigs 15 different times trying to find out one that'll bite, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't do that.
What's the heaviest jig head you would put on this rod?
1/4 ounce.
1/4 ounce?
Yeah, works real well.
And what size pound test line generally do you use?
I like 8, you know.
8?
We're down here in Mississippi, so I've got 10 on those poles today because some of those fish are really huge.
They're big.
Right.
There was 3 of them that are still out there swimming waiting for you to come back and catch them tomorrow.
I can still see those in my mind right now. I'll think
they're
about
big.
Those when I go to bed tonight.
Yeah.
They're big ones.
They were big ones.
They were big ones.
And you caught a couple of good ones.
We did.
We could, in the cooler.
We caught some real good ones. Well, double limits, I think we're done.
Yeah.
We're top dog today.
That's right. Yep. We are top dog today.
Yep. That's right, buddy.
Let's talk a little bit about people that want to long line, because you have long lined before, and we're starting to get into summer and maybe trolling crankbaits.
Right.
Will you,
yep.
Yep. Will you be... putting all your rods in the back corners, like four rods in one corner and four rods in the back, and pulling stuff.
Unless you've got a really big boat, I like 3 and 3.
Oh, 3 and 3?
Right. Uh-huh. On your average boat, 6 rods is plenty.
Right.
You know, fish are biting, that's all you can handle anyway.
And so are you using planer boards yet? Or
I haven't. I've sat back here and watched the boys use them, though. Because I fish for Les a lot, and he always has me on the front of the boat. You know?
Oh, yeah, you're just power fishing up there.
Power trolling, scoping them.
Yep.
We'll get a good name that'll stick. No, but it's all in fun, though.
Right. And so spider rigging. We got to touch on spider rigging. So during the summer, is spider rigging effective or is it not as effective?
Well, there's a term called spider rigging.
Uh-huh.
We like it slow minnow rigging.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, Ryan and I said spider rigging was a bad name.
So I gotcha.
We minnow rigging. We slow trolling what we're doing.
So you're using like a double minnow drop front?
You can use a double hook minnow rig, you know, from B&M. It's great. You can't beat it.
Right. They're pre-made.
They're pre-made, and they come in different sizes from, you know, quarter ounce all the way up to 1 ounce.
Uh-huh.
So. And they do really well. If you want some meat on the table, I would suggest fishing those double hook minnow rigs.
You're a big minnow fisherman, aren't you?
You seen that today, didn't you?
Yeah. You have any tips on keeping minnows alive?
Pure oxygen. That's it.
Oh, yep. Pure oxygen.
Pure oxygen. It'll keep them alive.
Uh-huh.
It don't matter if your water gets hot. As long as it's got oxygen in there, they're going to live.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just take care of them. Yep.
Okay. Let's talk about these Mississippi lakes. And, of course, we're here, but if you had to pick one for in the summer, which one would you pick between Enon, Sardis, and Grenada?
I'd probably go to Sardis.
Okay. Yeah, why would you pick Sardis?
Because of the size of it and the number of fish that's in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like today when we was looking at those fish out there, I mean, it's unreal how many fish is in Sardis Lake. If I'm going to go big fish hunting, I'm going to go to Grenada.
Yeah, right.
That's 3 pound crappie home.
You said you battled one the other day there for how long? 30 minutes? Is that what you said?
Well, it was during a tournament there. And, it took me 30 minutes to catch one fish because he sat on the bottom on a stump, but I knew he was a big one. And after catching him, he was like a 306.
Wow.
Yeah.
306. Was that big crappie for the tournament?
No, Lord, no.
Oh.
No, not in that tournament. It
was. You worked hard for that.
Yes.
You don't know, right?
You don't know.
Yeah.
That's right. But I knew he was huge, so.
Right.
You got one worth staying with, just like today, that one that we tried to catch.
Yeah.
That was a huge fish.
That's right.
Yep.
There was a couple that swam off.
Nose up got to lucky. And back off, yeah. They'll hurt your feelings sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. So and usually roamers are good in the summer too, right? So what we found today was we didn't find roamers, did we? And so talk about having an open mind when you go fishing because people get locked in.
Hey, if you're not catching fish, hey, try something else, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just like today, you know, we started out there. I knew where those fish were going to be.
Right.
You know, and we did do exactly what I wanted to do.
Right.
And that was fish the timber.
Uh-huh.
There were certain types of timber. That's a secret now.
Yeah.
That we fished.
Right.
You know. Versus, you know, little skinny stumps. I just tell you right now, the big trees were it today.
Yeah.
And some days they want to be on the skinny trees.
Uh-huh.
So, and about the time that we came in today is about the time I start looking for those roamers out there.
Right.
Midday, they'll roam on you. Yep.
And let's give a tip for fishing a real foot like in the summer. Because the summertime probably can be tough there and
well, you know, summertime.
There's a lot of stumps, so there isn't a lot of people water skiing, at least, right?
It's 100 degrees. Humidity is out the roof, you know.
Right.
It bothers you more than it bothers those fish.
Right.
Those fish, the temperature in those fish will fluctuate, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they still going to eat every single day.
And, right.
You just got to be there to catch them. It's hard on us in the summertime. But in summertime, you can catch some really healthy fish.
Huh.
I mean. Especially at real foot.
What would you use, though, to catch them? Say in the hot part of summer, if you were going to go out there and had one lure, one pole, what would you use?
I'm going to use that pinky-headed.
Okay.
That's showing up on it.
All right.
I did last summer, and July, August, and September. I caught a ton of big fish on roof hook with it.
And what rod are you taking?
Most of the time, I got the BGJP. You know, I like I like the 16-foot, you know.
Right. Rigged on a spinning reel.
Right. Blue Diamond is great, you know, but being I like the Blue Diamond. But I'm old school, BGJP, 16-foot. You give me that one, I'm good. On roof hook, shallow water, I'm going to have that ambush.
Okay.
100% of the time.
All right.
You know, but if you get in water, it's a little deep, you got to have a reel on it. BGJP is wonderful, you know. Right. You get 16, 18, 20 foot. I when it gets out to 20 foot, it gets a little bit hard to use.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Especially if you're fishing by yourself.
Yep. Yep. Anyway, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Of course, we talked about crankbaits, and Pico has a complete line of lures for everything, jig heads to – gosh, crankbaits. Of course, we talked a little bit about the crankbaits. 42 different color patterns in the Deep Diver, 15 different colors in the square bills. So if you're going out there, if there's a color that you're looking for, you can almost bet that Pico's got a color that you can use. And a lot of the guys like to, if they catch it on a beach ball or something like that, they will just like beach ball. Like they'll put like three or four out of the same color and catch them that way. So it's always good. Make sure you check them out at picolures.com. And B&M Poles, of course, we talked about the ambush rod.
Right.
You can go to their website, and you can check out the ambush rods. And they're sold in all the big major fishing retail stores have them. So you can find them there. So
Grizzly Jig Company.
Grizzly Jig Company, yeah, we were there for the show in spring.
If you can't find it there, you're not going to find it anywhere.
Exactly.
Right.
So make sure you check out bnmpole.com. And then if they want to learn and see what you're doing or where you're fishing, where would they go? Check out your Facebook page, maybe?
Yeah, Facebook. You know, I put a lot of pictures on there, you know.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people call me. You know, just say, hey, what can I do? What I need to do.
Right.
So, but most of all, it's Facebook. I got a lot of, you know, I did a lot of pictures on there. But, you know, if you need a guide trip, you know, I'll teach you how to use the pole. Anything you need to know, electronics, whatever, call me, you know, message me on Messenger. You know, you can find me there.
All right.
Or any local resort around Roof Hook Lake knows me.
All right. That sounds good. Well, we're going to end the show like I always like to end the show. I always say, make sure you keep your hook sharp. Your lure's in the water.